We woke up to a phone call on Saturday morning to tell us there'd been an earthquake. One of our family members had seen it on the news. And we instantly tried to contact Kaylee, but couldn't get through. And we put messages on Facebook asking if anyone had heard from her. Luckily, about an hour and a half later, she actually managed to contact us with a FaceTime call and explained that they were out in the street. You could hear screaming. She was crying. They didn't know what was going on. You know, she was really hysterical with the situation. She said buildings had collapsed all around them. People were trapped. She has got an iPhone, so we were able to track her phone and tell her where the nearest open space was, because as you can imagine, in Kathmandu, there's not very many green areas there. So we managed to get her to get, she's with her boyfriend and her boyfriend's sister. They've gone to an open area. They have been staying in the grounds of a large hotel who have been feeding them, giving them water, but they're not allowed indoors. I've had calls with her this morning and she said they've now been asked to leave the grounds of the hotel as it has been deemed as unsafe and they've run out of food and water. And she's now on her way to the embassy to see if they can get any assistance there. It was awful, absolutely awful. I mean, if you can imagine, it's every parent's nightmare. You know, you just want to know that they're safe, but still knowing she's safe at the moment is not enough. You know, I know she's over there. They haven't had any assistance from the FCO apart from a phone call where they've registered their details to say that they're there. There hasn't been any help. There's been nothing at all. So I'm hoping now that something can be put in action, get all the UK citizens out of that country.